Welcome to another week here of Who's Gonna Win? Asa Lucas with Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks, and now Christian Adams. Christian, we're happy to have you here. You've filled in a role before, so you're familiar with how things work. And Mr. Jim Field, we do miss you dearly, and we know you're alive and well in our hearts.
Yeah, Jim looks different.
It's weird. Hey, you grew a beard. He got a little younger, too.
Wow, when he hears that one, he's going to love it. Well, week three brought some interesting results. It ended up being varied. Myself, I went 5-3. Matt, you went 7-1. Chris, you went 8-0. And Christian, which AKA Jim, you ended up going 5-3 as well. So we're tied there. But before we go any further here into week four of Who's Going to Win and talk about those total wins and losses, we'd like to give a special thank you to our sponsors of this show, Rush CPA and Fairway. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win? Asa Lucas with Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. As promised, gentlemen, let's go through our totals. In first place right now is Mr. Chris Parks with a record of 22-2. Matt, you are in second place at 20-4. And then Christian, we're tied for dead last at 19-5 apiece.
Well, shoot.
Defending
that. Come on, Jim.
Defend the house. Protect the house. Is that what they say?
Something like that. And Matt, I think you've been doing a good job of staying in the pack, not putting yourself up top, but definitely not last.
Right. I feel bad for Christian. You know, Jim was actually in the lead last week, and then Jim goes and tanks the week, and then that's where he leaves Christian. So, and then he just, like, vamooses out of here. So
he's getting back.
Well, hopefully you can pull it back. You're not that far out. So
there's still plenty of high school football left to dissect. And Christian, yeah, I'm excited. You have about 10 pages worth of notes there, so we know you're going to be prepared. And we're expecting an 8-0 result. Well, let's go ahead and start things off. Our three games we're going to be looking at is Sydney at Exira EHK, Fremont Mills at Griswold, then Cam at Coon Rapids Bayard. And for Sydney at Exira EHK, Chris, we're going to start with you. Tell us what you're seeing here.
All right. Well, kind of a tough 8-man game to figure out here early in the season, because these two teams, you know, historically have been a little bit in different places. Exira EHK has fallen on a bit of hard times. Rough loss for them last week against, a traditional kind of rival there in Audubon. Sydney has been kind of, mediocre. They've struggled in the past few years, but in the past, have been traditionally also been a strong program. So they're kind of in weird spots right now, but I don't know. When you take a loss like that, I feel like it has some, hangover effect on your team, and that just not in a good place for Exira EHK. I think Sydney's got a little bit more of the senior experience out there on the field with their quarterback there and Michael Hensley. And then Aiden Stenzel on the defensive side has done a good job with tackles at 20.5 on the season. So I don't know. I think this is going to be an awfully close game. But I think that Sydney's got a little bit of the advantage just because of the senior leadership. So I'm going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, you got Sydney there. And you and me both there, Chris. Go Pokes.
Go Pokes.
And then Mr. Christian, this is your first ever original pick. Who do you got? Who's going to win?
All right. Well, I mean, when I look at this one and I see Sydney, they've got a little bit more balance, right? You know, they come in with 390 pass yards. They're rushing for 722. And last week we kind of saw Exira EHK go up against a team that could run the ball really well in Audubon, and they didn't fare terribly well. I mean, you look at Brandon Gottfried, who was second in the corner conference with 5 rush TDs. He's second in the conference in rush yards. The quarterback, Michael Hensley, is 4th in passing yards and 2nd in offensive yards. You know, you've got the senior Colt Payne and Aiden Stenzel, receiving-wise, are both 4 and 5 in the conference in passing yards. You know, and they're a little more explosive, too. You look at their yards per completion, 17.7 compared to Xavier EHK, 7.9. And we saw Brabham struggle last week throwing the ball. I mean, I think I'm going to backtrack a little bit there. Xavier actually has won 4 of the 5 last games in this series. But I think that their struggles up front on the line of scrimmage is going to be a lot for them to handle. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Okay. Got Sydney winning that one. Similar to you, Christian, we called that game last Friday, and that was tough to see a team lose 72-0. I think that takes away a lot of your confidence. But Sydney has a 2-1 record. Of course, not any phenomenal victories, but some wins nonetheless. And then Michael Hensley, as you noted there, Chris, he's been having a good start to the year, 22-46, 390 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, and I like Sydney to win this one. Matt?
Hey, I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. You know, they do a lot of things just a little bit better. I think Xavier HK is just still young, coming along. They probably lack in size a little bit than what Sydney has. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys. So there we go.
All righty. That is 4 straight for Sydney, a clean sweep. Next up is Fremont Mills at Griswold. And Christian, well, who do you got?
Well, I actually think this is going to be a close game. You know, taking a look at Fremont Mills' schedule, you know, not a big fan of it. And then you kind of flip the coin and look at Griswold. They played Cam, Boyer Valley, and Sydney. You know, Cam's 2-1. Their only loss is to Otterburn. Boyer Valley's 3-1. Their only loss is to Woodbine. And Sydney's 2-1. Their only loss is to East Mills. You know, in looking at their passing offense, pretty comparable. You know, 437 for Fremont Mills, 426 for Griswold. Their yard per completion are kind of similar, 17.5 to Fremont and 11.2 for Griswold. Really, I think that it's going to be kind of the rush attack for Fremont Mills that's going to take hold. 628 rush yards for Fremont, only 288 for Griswold. And we know Griswold wants to try and get the ball out to their receivers. And looking at Fremont Mills, I mean, they've given up less than 200 pass yards in 2 out of their 3 games. The only outlier was their loss to Lennox, and they only allowed 213. So I think the explosiveness in the pass game of Fremont Mills that's differing from Griswold is going to make the difference along with the pass defense there.
So you got Fremont Mills taking the win?
Sure do.
Okay. Next up for myself, I know what I said at the beginning of the year about this Griswold team being better than last year's, and I still believe that. Even if an 0-3 record doesn't necessarily reflect it. But I don't think this is the game where the Tigers will get that first win of the year. I like the effort from Griswold, especially from Wyatt Peterson on the defensive end. His 29 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, has a pick. But Fremont's 2 wins against Stanton, 60-22, and Turkey Valley, 57-28, are respectable for me, and I'll take Fremont Mills getting the win. Matt?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to take Fremont Mills as well. Like you said, I think Griswold, they've turned some corner in things, and you know, kudos to Coach Lemke down there and everything done. He's created some excitement, got the kids out. And you look at their scores, you know, they are competing much better than what they have in the past. So there is improvement going on in Griswold. So, but this week, Fremont Mills.
Okay. And Chris.
Yeah, there's still some good tradition down there in Tabor with FM. They've had a good program for a good long while now, and it's carried over even after Coach Christensen left to, you know, not quite as powerful maybe as they have been in some of those banner years, but still a good team. I think they were a little disappointed with the way they played against that Lennox team, and they got a ways to go. They're pretty young, too, but they also do have one of the best names here in Southwest Iowa as a football player, J.W. Lincolnhooker. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? The kid's pretty explosive, too. He's got 198 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns. He's ran for 3, and he leads the defense in tackles. Just a good athlete. They've got a young guy at quarterback, too, that has some family history of being good athletes in the program, too. So, you know, I think Bodie Wyman will make some plays in this one for Griswold, but FM's too good. They're going to win.
Give that over to J.W. Okay, so our first two games here, we have Sydney winning, and then Fremont Mills, we're all in agreement there.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to add one more thing, kind of back to the rush attack of Fremont Mills. You look at Griswold's rush defense, they've given up over 250 yards in all three of their games. They gave up 279 against Cam, 299 against Boyer Valley, and 306 against Sydney.
That's tough.
And that's, again, you would be surprised that there's progress from this team this year than compared to last year, which is kind of surprising, Christian, coming in, if you want to research the history of Griswold football. Next up, we have Cam at Coon Rapids Bayard. It is my turn to pick this one, and I had to take a lot of notes to decide where I was going to go with it. The Cougars are now 2-1 on the season. They opened the year with a tough 38-20 loss to Audubon, then have had back-to-back wins over Griswold and East Mills, a 66-24 victory against East Mills thanks to 539 yards, including 414 on the ground. Like, that is Coach Bauer's philosophies. He loves that run game, loves to get things established in the trenches and work for him. Senior quarterback McCade Paulson's been doing some nice things along with Braden Chester. Paulson had 25 carries, 166 yards, and three scores last Friday. Chester had 148 yards and two touchdowns. But also what's interesting is Coon Rapids Bayard is a run-heavy team. They have 859 rushing yards, 12 touchdowns on 130 carries. And then you look at sophomore Caden Oswald, 467 yards and five scores. Coon Rapids Bayard can run the ball pretty much as well as anyone, but I think Cam takes this one on the road. Matt, you're up next.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, this is going to be a good ball game. some of the informants tell me that maybe Coon Rapids has some injuries, key injuries, so I'm not quite sure on that. But yeah, the both teams definitely like to put the ball on the ground and get after you. But I think I'm going to go with Cam. You know, they've really bounced back after that week one loss to Audubon with a couple of nice victories here. So the Cougars. And, you know, I think it's on the road over there, so the Cougars are going to pick one up on the road.
Okay, Chris?
Yeah, you know, I think Cam has started to kind of play the game that they want to play. It was going to take them a little while, I think, to settle in just the way things worked out in the offseason for them, and they've done that. You mentioned Braden Chester. He's also done a great job on the defensive side. He's been a real star for them on that side of the ball, too, so hats off to him. Obviously, you got to slow down the Oswalds. That's who's running the show there at Coon Rapids Bayard. But there's no Lee Harvey, so I think Cam's going to be okay. So I'm going to go with the Cougars here. I think they run away with this one. It may be close for a little while, but Cam's going to pull away second half.
And then Christian.
All right. Well, you look at these two squads, and they are so comparable in a lot of ways. I mean, let's start with the running game. 899 yards for Cam, 859 for Coon Rapids Bayard. I mean, they both have three guys that are over 120 yards. You look at Braden Chester for Cam with 269, Caden Winther for 122. The quarterback, Paulson, has rushed for 400. Then you look for Coon Rapids Bayard. You know, you got Ethan Bauer that's run for 242, Caden Oswald, who's run for 467, and then the quarterback, Oswald, beg your pardon, has run for 152. I think the difference in this game, the big key is going to be whoever can stop the run. If you can find a way to stop the run, then your run offense itself is going to take over, right? And now the only other thing is that Coon Rapids can sack the quarterback. Cam likes to throw the ball a little bit more than Coon Rapids does. Paulson is 21 for 35. Oswald's only 8 for 19. So if Coon Rapids' defensive line can get into the backfield and disrupt a little bit, I think that they stand a little bit more of a chance. But I think Cam's ability and willingness to throw the ball is going to be the difference. I'll take the Cats.
Okay, you like the Cougs winning this one?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. And through our first three games here, we all agree that Sydney's going to win against Xivory EHK. We're unanimous with Fremont Mills beating Griswold. And then Cam, a clean sweep against Coon Rapids Bayard. We'll take a break here to hear from our sponsors, Rush CPA and Fairway. When we return, we'll take a look at Riverside at IKM Manning, AHSTW at Underwood, and South Central Calhoun against the undefeated 3-0 ACGC Chargers.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans. Buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win Week 4 Edition. And we'll start with Riverside at IKM Manning. And Matt, you are the ringleader here.
You bet. Riverside pulled off a nice win last week against South Central Calhoun. Doing a lot of it on the ground. Yeah, big victory on your sheet there, Chris. Yeah, you're welcome. They also, you know, Jackson Gordon had a another great game for them. Look for them to continue to do that on the ground. IKM Manning, they've had a nice 2-1 start with their season. Lost last week to Earlham, 40-18, kind of took their lumps there. I think Riverside's going to keep rolling here. Knowing that they've got a couple of games coming up, I think, with ACGC next week. So they got to make sure they're prepared and get these wins over teams that you should get the wins over. So, and this is one of them for Coach Frayne down there. So Riverside Bulldogs on the road.
Going 3-1. Chris, you're up next.
All right, yeah. You know, we obviously know what Jackson Gordon can do, and we sing his praises a lot, and for good reason. But Riverside's had some other guys playing some really good football, too. AC Roller, 25 tackles, 2.5 for loss. He's been in on a sack, and then he's, you know, caught some balls, caught a touchdown, a pass, and he's ran for one as well. So guy that's doing a little bit of everything for them, and I think that's the kind of attitude that Mr. Frayne likes to have over there. He wants guys that are just going to, you know, do it all, do the work and whatever they ask of them. And they've got a lot of those types of players. IKM Manning, you know, traditionally a tough program too. Davis Rasmussen's been good on the defensive side for them, but they're outmatched here. Riverside's playing really good football. And I think Bulldogs roll here in this one.
Next up, Christian.
All right. You know, kind of similar to the Coon Rapids and Cam game that we were just looking at, as far as the passing offense goes, they're pretty similar. 304 pass yards for Riverside, 299 for IKM Manning. Ben Ramsey, 23 for 45 on the season. Showing Rock, 17 for 34. Kind of the difference in the passing game is that Riverside's a little more explosive, 17.9 yards per completion to IKM Manning's 13. I think the difference in this one is that Riverside's rushing attack is just a little more lethal. 911 rushing yards for the Bulldogs. I mean, we talk about Jackson Gordon, who leads the Western Iowa Conference in rush yards and all-purpose yards. He's second in rush TDs. I think that's going to be the difference. I'm taking Riverside.
Okay, we got 3 for 3 on Riverside. Then looking at it for my stats, we got to sing some more Gordon praise, at least for me. 584 rushing yards and 11 touchdowns in his only first three games of the year. And I like the Bulldogs' defense. They only gave up 57 rushing yards against South Central Calhoun. Both teams are 2-1. And then IKM Manning's loss was to Earlham, a very good team. And then you look at Ben Langle, their running back. He's had 69 yards, 343 touchdowns, 4 receptions. He's just done some really nice things, and I see some athleticism on their end. But, again, Riverside's going to be winning this one. So we're all in agreement there with Riverside. No one's going out on a limb this week.
Yeah, jeez.
Everyone's been playing it safe. Maybe AHSTW at Underwood will shake things up as Chris Parks. You're up first.
And of course, you give me this one to start off.
You're welcome,
with.
My friend.
This is one of the tough ones on the sheet. This will be an awesome game. If I had a chance just to go to a game this week, this would be one to probably go take in and have fun watching it, because it'll be a battle. Was impressed last week with AHSTW. You know, despite some big injuries, still played pretty tough against what I think is a kind of real deal team there in Kemper Catholic. So they hung for a while, and obviously Mr. Sternberg's a big part of that. The AHSTW is going to lean on him a lot. Blake Akers has been a kind of a powerful guy on the defensive side for them. He's good. And Underwood, you know, I think they're starting to hit their stride a little bit too. They took it on the chin against some good teams early to start this season, and we're in some battles, but I think that makes them tested. You know, Garrett Lewitt trying to figure out what he's doing there, who he's throwing it to, not what he's doing, but who he's going to throw it to, because that's changed a lot. But Easton Robertson's done a good job starting to catch some balls for them. This is going to come down to the wire. I think just there might be one or two more of those explosive type plays that are on the table for Underwood, and if they can connect, then they're going to win and they have the home field advantage. So I'm going to take Underwood to eke one out here in this one.
Close. Christian, what are you saying?
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh!
Not so fast. Okay, so I actually think the explosive plays maybe favor AHSCW a little bit more. You look at their yards per completion, 18.1 to Underwood's 12.1. Underwood likes to throw the ball a lot. Garrett Louet, I believe his name is 43 for 87 on the air. He's thrown the ball 87 times, which is the most in my research that I've seen out of any quarterback here in Western Iowa. The problem is, I think, for Underwood is that they don't run the football very much. Only 276 yards running the football. There was one game where they only ran for 9 yards. And then, you know, you kind of look at the rushing yards that they've allowed, 113 to Van Meter, 226 to Kemper Catholic. I think the balance of AHSTW is going to help them a bit, because we know that they like to throw the football to Zeb Hall, who leads the WIC in receiving yards. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Controversial, but I like it. I like it. Splitting things up. My only response to that is not so fast, my friend. According to BC Moore, the Eagles have played Class 1A's second toughest schedule behind only Pella Christian. But I do want to give props to AHSTW. They've stepped up now without their starting quarterback. Then you had Luke Sternberg and then Dayton Osbar. They share their quarterback duties against Kemper Catholic. Sternberg completed 3 of his 7 pass attempts for 40 yards. Osbar had 97 yards and 1 touchdown on 5 of 11 completions. So it's nice to see that your starting quarterback goes down. You can still rally around and play a very efficient offense. And I do think this AHSTW team is prepared, but my gut is telling me to go with the seasoned quarterback over at Underwood. Matt, are you going to help out Christian, or are you going to leave him out on a limb?
Well, I don't know. This is very interesting, because as I was looking, my prepping for this one, this was kind of one that was up in the air and for me. But, you know, the more research I did, I thought I was going to be out on the limb. And here I am going to be splitting it up, I think. I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. Just to kind of reiterate what Christian said, Underwood hasn't shown that they can run the ball yet. And HSTW always has a tough defense. Always tough defense in there. These two teams both played Kemper, both lost in the last 2 weeks. HSTW 41-33 and Underwood 49-28. So a lot of similarities right there in the score. So I'm going to come up with, I think, the defense of the Vikings and the ability for them to kind of run the ball and keep the ball away from Underwood. So Vikings on the road, big upset, I think.
50-50 split. That's going to be a battle. And our last game for this segment, South Central Calhoun at ACGC. Christian, who is going to win?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I think this is going to be a really good game. Both teams 2-1 coming in. I like what ACGC has done. They got a big win over Earlham, and they've taken care of business, I think, against teams that they were supposed to take care of business against. The one thing, kind of looking at their stats, is that, you know, I'm a sucker for balance. I think balance is really, really important. They only have 201 passing yards on the year. They've only thrown the ball 12 times, and I really like their rushing attack. Oh, boy, their rushing attack. 1,132 rushing yards. I mean, that's really, really tough. And then, you know, South Central Calhoun's kind of on the flip side. They throw the ball a little bit more. They're 51 for 85 as far as completions with 589 passing yards. But only 3 receiving TDs, and I got to go with the Chargers here. I think that rushing attack, 1,132 yards, is going to be really, really tough to stop, and they're at home.
Welcome to ACGC football.
The fact that they've thrown it 12 times is like incredible. That's got to be like the last two seasons combined, I bet.
Imagine Army and Air Force put into one. Well, more Army or Navy, I guess, the best way to put it. That's what you're getting there. I like this one. I think we're all in agreement that this would be a fun game to attend and to watch. Off the bat, I have to acknowledge that ACGC being undefeated, that hasn't happened by chance. They have run over all of their opponents. But the Titans are being led by pretty decent quarterback there, Andrew Anderson. He is 51 of 85, 589 yards, and three touchdowns. But the dominance of the Chargers run game, Jathan South has over 334 rushing yards, four touchdowns. Joe Crawford, 28 carries, 344 yards, and four touchdowns. I just see ACGC not changing anything at all and only working well for them. So give me the Chargers as well. Matt?
Hey, I'm going to go with the Chargers also. Ground game in there. South Central is balanced in there. But I think the Chargers kind of have their number this week.
Chris?
Yeah, interesting matchup on paper, really. You know, some of the stuff that Christian pointed out, you know, a little bit different styles of teams. I thought it was intriguing, too, that Mr. B.C. Moore had this as pretty much a pick'em game, which kind of surprised me a little bit. But I'm with you guys. I'm not going out on a limb here. Riverside was able to get a nice win over South Central Calhoun, and I think ACGC's on the same type of path. They're going to pound them with that run game that works so well for Riverside, and Chargers will get a win.
Okay. And with this segment, we only had one or two controversial picks. Riverside at IKM Manning, we all saw Riverside winning. And with South Central Calhoun at ACGC, was all Chargers. But with AHSTW at Underwood, myself and Chris both have Underwood winning. And then Matt and Christian teaming up to believe in the Vikings. Well, let's hear a word from our sponsors, Fairway and Rush CPA, before we begin our final segment for week four of Who's Going to Win. That'll be Clorinda at Van Meter and Atlantic at Winterset.
Hey, Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have a great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway. We're Fairway,
your Fairway. You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Welcome back to our last segment here on Who's Gonna Win. Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Christian Adams. We have two games left with Clorinda and Van Meter as one of the final two, and it is my turn to go first. I want to start with Clorinda's defense on this. Clorinda's defense have had a very nice start to the year. They're just giving up 13 points a game, and compared to against other schools in Class 2A, they're ranked at number 9, along with 23.5 tackles for loss as a team. I like Jackson Myers, the way he leads the team in tackles with 16.5. He has 2.5 tackles for a loss. And then sophomore Caden Hawley has 2 interceptions. So I think Clorinda is making some strides this year. But the Bulldogs are also very good with an offense that is averaging 326 yards per game. And Van Meter only has given up 11.5 points per game. That's 7th in Class 2A. But I do see this one going down to the wire, and the Bulldogs are going to escape with a victory. Give me Van Meter, please. Matt?
Okay, I'm going to go with Van Meter as well this week. I think they're just a much more balanced team. Obviously three-time state champs coming into this season. They just ran up into, stepped up a class last week and played Humboldt. Had their, consecutive win, regular season win in a row, snapped by Humboldt last week. But Humboldt's, a very solid 3A team. So I just think Van Meter's a much more proven team in there. You know, Clarendon is going to run the ball. A little disappointed in their game last week against Traynor. I thought that would be a little closer. They basically had one big play, second play of the game for Clarendon. And after that, they really couldn't do much. So I'm going to go with the Van Meter Bulldogs.
Okay. Chris, what are you seeing here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see this one as a who's going to win. It's a how much is Van Meter going to win by. Yeah, Clarendon's not the Clarendon that they've been here the past few years. They're struggling a little bit. Like Matt said, just not a lot there on the offensive side of the ball for them. And Van Meter's just solid. They're solid up and down both sides of the football, and they'll run away with this one.
Okay, and Christian, this is your opportunity to get a win against us three and jump back. Who do you got winning?
Jeez. I said a little bit ago, I'm a sucker for balance, right? I think balance is so super important. I mean, you look at the two rush attacks of these teams are very comparable. 461 rushing yards for Clarendon, 464 for Van Meter. I think it's the passing game that kind of differentiates itself there a little bit. 525 for Van Meter over 324 for Clarendon. And I think balance wins out. I think they're going to be just a little bit better, and I'm taking Van Meter.
Clean sweep there for Van Meter in our last game, an exciting one that KJAN we're calling here, and our pregame show will be on in just a bit. That is Atlantic at Winterset. And, Matt, I figured it would be just if you had the pick to start us
you
off.
You always – so far, this is 4 for 4 weeks here that I end up being the first one for this one. So,
to be fair, you have a little bit more knowledge on this contest than the rest of us, just to be fair.
Well, yeah, Atlantic's great season here, starting 4-0. Winterset comes in at 2-1. They picked up a nice close win. Winterset did last week against a pretty tough Carlisle, 28-26 there. Carlisle, very similar to what Atlantic likes to do, just like to run the ball, just a little bit set of offense differently, but it's still the same. It's just going to be run the ball, pound at you with leads, off tackles, a little bit of sweeps in there, and maybe throw the ball occasionally. So Winterset's going to see the same thing this week for them. Winterset, on the flip side, they like to offensively like to change it up a little bit. They'll run the same play, but it might be in five different formations out there. So that's going to be the key for Atlantic's defense, is just being able to recognize the offensive set, and then what three or four plays do they actually run out of that offensive set. So sometimes it can be predictable in there. They got some good size. They have a lot of kids back from last year, similar to Atlantic. So I look for this to be a very close game. Much like Atlantic and Glenwood was a couple of weeks ago. So it's going to be entertaining. I'm going to go with the Trojans on the road to keep this streak alive. So Trojans on the road.
First time being 5-0 then since 2002. Chris, you are ready to go for this one. I can see the fire in your eyes.
Oh, this would be an awesome game too. I mean, I said earlier that you know, Avoca Underwood game would be a great one to go to. This would be a great one to go to. I think it's going to be a fun one to watch. You know, like Matt alluded to, Winterset does have a lot of their experience back from last year. A game that they won last year over the Trojans, but Trojans made some mistakes in that game too. There was a pick six, a fumble as well. So that made it difficult. It is a tough road trip. It's a tough place to go play. They usually have pretty good support there, so the crowd is always nice. And they just play kind of tough, hard-nosed, you know, type of football. Very impressed with what Atlantic has been able to do here so far. Obviously, they've got some great momentum on their side, the way that they played and the way they pulled out games, especially that great win last week. But at some point, somebody's got to be the bad guy and give them some bulletin board material and motivation. So I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to take Winterset here to win a close game. You know, I think Atlantic needs another good test here, and I'm hoping they prove me wrong.
Okay. Christian, pick your jaw off the floor there, young man.
So, not so fast, my friend. No. Well, first of all, I think my choice in this game was kind of already predetermined, if I pick against the hometown team in the first game that I ever call. That's not a very good look.
Very true.
And I might get run out of town. So, but looking at the numbers, I mean, it looks like Winterset passes the ball just a little bit better. 527 passing yards to 276 for Atlantic. Here's the big thing offensively. The Trojans, 1,368 rush yards. I thought the other 1,000 number we thought was high, but this one's higher. Only 478 there for Winterset. And then, you know, going to the defense, I'm a big believer in defense wins championships. You know, I've seen it in a lot of different sports where I come from. And looking at the tackles for loss, 24 tackles for loss there for the Trojans. You know, I like their defense to play hard-nosed. I like their rushing attack. And the other big thing, too, is that if you're not going to throw the football a lot, you need explosive run plays. They're running for 8.1 yards per carry compared to Winterset's 4.3. Give me the Trojans. They remain perfect.
Asa, you gonna go against John Wayne here?
You know, I've been there. I've been to that museum. I have graced myself in Winterset. I've met celebrities from Winterset who have been very involved in their athletic history, thanks to you, Mr. Parks. Yeah, so yeah. If there was a school that I would have a soft affinity for outside of Atlantic here in Iowa, I would choose Winterset. But I just think the run game is too strong. And I even though Carlisle is going to get has given a very similar look to what Atlantic is preparing to do, I'm choosing to believe in what we've seen so far, and I think Atlantic is hungry for this one, and the kids are buying in, and they believe in what Coach Brummer is preaching. So I'll even give you a score prediction here.
Oh. Ooh.
I have Atlantic winning 27-24.
All right.
That's what I got.
Is it a field goal at the end? You think it's going to be the difference?
Well, listeners, stay listening throughout the rest of the evening, and you'll probably get to hear a little bit more about that in our pregame show. Once again, want to thank everyone who has tuned in for week 4 of Who's Going to Win, and give a special thank you to Fairway and Rush CPA for sponsoring this show to make it possible. Asa Lucas here with Chris Parks, Matt Mullinex, and Christian Adams. Good luck, gentlemen, and may the best picker win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Garrett, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Yeah, Becky, this week we have a great deal on Pepsi, Coke, 7-Up, 12-pack, 12-ounce cans, buy three, get three free. Great for the grill, T-bone steaks for only $9.88 a pound. We have our Frito-Lay party-sized chips for only $3.88 each when you buy three. Get our fresh blackberries for only $1.98 for 6 ounces. We have great savings to stock up the freezer on our 85% lean ground beef 10-pound tubes for only $3.88 a pound. And don't forget to check out the rest of our ad for all our great savings, and thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.